The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
Okay, here we are in the Thursday edition. Harry Fisher will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Harry Fisher is a paramedic and military veteran. We'll be talking about the evidence he witnessed of genocide via the lockdowns between 2020 and 2024. And, of course, we all know about that. And the reason that we bring it to the forefront is because you just never know when it might happen again. Maybe for the same reason, maybe for different reasons. And it's basically how you view things. That's what we always talk about here on the show, is how consumers view things and whether or not they're going to allow the federal government or some bureaucratic agency thereof to come in and tell them what to do. And you have to stay in your house and you have to disregard your family members. You have to hate people who don't do what we say and take the jab. Yeah, disease X, you know, the Iran drones. They're flying over your house. You have to shelter in place. Please do not shoot at a drone. I mean, you know, what kind of crap is the Congress promoting these days? You just don't know. Just remember all those people in D.C., you know, they don't seem to be worried too much. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene might be worried a little bit, given the fact that she got a bomb threat again. People just can't stop with the swatting and calling the cops and saying there's a bomb in her mailbox because the cops were en route to her home in Rome, Georgia. And, of course, you know, the bomb squad responding to the threat crashed into a woman's car, killing Tammy Picklesheimer, a resident of Rome. Woman lost her life because some moron, apparently they traced the email to somebody in Russia. We don't know this because the threat had pro-Palestinian language, according to the Viva Viva Palestina, was in the email with a comment saying, I've constructed a pipe bomb, talking about a 1x8-inch threaded galvanized pipe, end caps, kitchen timer, some wires, metal clips, and homemade black powder. And it put it in Marjorie Taylor Greene's mailbox at a redacted address. It's set to go off during the weekend, but it would also explode the next time anybody opens a mailbox, even if Marjorie does not open it herself. I'm still satisfied with the prospect of some pig cops losing their lives or being injured. You know, Greene has been swatted before, but now the bomb squad killed somebody in the process of responding. You see, when people hate other people so much, things become problematic, and I'm sorry, but the Picklesheimer family has lost a loved one because she was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Elon Musk, by the way, not that you care, but he becomes the first person achieving the net worth of $400 billion. Luxury real estate broker brothers Tal and Orrin Alexander, once star brokers of luxury real estate in Miami and Manhattan, arrested with their brother Elon in Miami yesterday morning after being accused of sexually assaulting and raping dozens of women dating back to 2010. They're also Orrin and Elon facing separate felony charges for sexual battery. This is a federal indictment. Said the brothers conspired in a sex trafficking scheme that involved arranging events and domestic and international trips to bait women whom they transported and raped. Lawyers for the Alexander brothers had no comment, per the New York Times. Bipartisan lawmakers are seeking to break up the healthcare industry. Apparently they, you know, United Health Group, UHC United Healthcare, whose CEO just got assassinated, has been sued. I mean, you know, they're being looked into now by the government. Legislation is targeting them. CVS Health, Cigna, Pharmacy Benefits Manager, PBM. Yeah. They act as go-betweens that price the drugs. If the legislation passes, the big companies are going to have 3 years to divest their pharmacy interests. Josh Hawley from Missouri, co-sponsoring that chamber's bill with Senator Elizabeth Warren. Well, there's something unique. Republican and Democrat going after insurance companies and PBM from gobbling up even more of American health care and charging American families more and more for less. See, we have to tell you about these things because these are the things that matter, especially to our listening audience. When you go to the drugstore and all of a sudden you find out these drugs the doctor's prescribing, it's like, wow. And there's another reason why the economy is so important. We've had this big shakeup, which so many different outlets have basically gone into detail about the NAR settlement, the Sitzer-Burnett case, what it means, how it redefines broker compensation, and, you know, the settlement that was significant and changed compensation rules in most home sales across the U.S., what it means for real estate agents and brokers and how the buyers now have to sign some sort of a agreement and retain an agent. Oh, the investment bank Keith Briette and Woods estimated up to 30% of total U.S. commissions revenue could disappear. Brokers and agents left to compete for that smaller pie will be the ones who could demonstrate their competence and value to clients. And we're supposed to just, you know, I hold NAR, the National Association of Realtors, I hold them responsible for all this. Because basically they settled without admitting any wrongdoing. Oh, yeah, right. Several other large brokerages opted to settle to shield themselves from future liability, and they put the onus on the industry now. So NAR-affiliated multiple listing services will no longer allow seller brokers to post fee offers made to buyer agents. So what it means is the buyer agents are going to need to sign a written contract with their clients prior to touring a home listed on any National Association of Realtor-affiliated multiple listing service. See, way back when, before all this brouhaha erupted in the legal community involving the National Association of Realtors, why do I almost sound like Rush Limbaugh with my non-nicotine-stained fingers? Yeah, getting there. Understand that the circumstances, I'm into real estate, okay? I bought and sold multiple homes across the country, lived in probably 38 of 50 states. Would that make me a nomad? No. You know, some of them were temporary. I should say I visited. I've only owned homes in about, what, 7 or 8 states. Anyway, the circumstances are such that we never had to put up with this nonsense before. And when we listed a house, in the listing agreement, the seller's agent put down what they would pay the buyer's agent. It was right there in the listing agreement. When the buyer's agent pulled it up, it says, oh, I see I'm making only 2% commission. Well, I'm less inclined to show that property. I'm going to take them to my own listings where I know I'm going to get 3%. I'll make more money if we can keep it in-house and sell our own listings. You see how that works? Now, who benefits from that? Well, of course, the brokers benefit from it because there's more money passing to the brokerages. But you see, like my lovely wife who's in real estate and has real estate licenses in both Arkansas and Florida has said, look, you know, now they're going to have to negotiate on both ends. We can't list what's going on here, and NAR is responsible for all this. This is going to be a real problem because now, unless you are a very aggressive real estate agent, because of all of this garbage and the copycat lawsuits that NAR brought about, you know, I mean, people are less inclined to go out and show homes unless they actually enter into an agreement with the buyer now. It's complicated things because buyers are getting turned off. I mean, it's bad enough that, you know, the real estate community is now seeing that buyers are succumbing to the 7% interest rate charges now on home loans. You know, if you want to buy a house, you're going to have to capitulate and get a 7% mortgage loan. This has all changed because of National Association of Realtors. Yet realtors supposedly have that designation because they're to be held to a higher standard. Really? You think so? I don't think so. And why are Americans suddenly interested in moving? We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Stay with us.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. coin capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, back at 18 minutes after the hour, we're just getting news reports in this morning about a 5- and 6-year-old kindergartners who have been shot at a school in California. I see, this is what happens when you defund the cops and you defund the schools and you defund, you know, police protection at schools and, you know, people just go do what they want, right? We'll get to the bottom of that and figure out what's going on. But I mean, you wonder why people are influenced in moving. This is one of the reasons, because they think their communities are not safe anymore. And why do you think that might be? You know, the job change right now, and this according to the same bunch that got us in trouble, the National Association of Realtors. You know, they finally figured it out that Americans are moving, but not for a job. They came out with this migration trends report, which reveals consumers' motivations for gaining, which states are gaining and why they're relocating. You know, safety is one. They want to move to be closer to friends and family or to find greater affordability. But I think safety is a lot. You know, being closer to family and friends has been growing in importance among homebuyers since the onset of the pandemic, according to Matt Christofferson, the lead author of the report and NAR's director of business and consumer research. Perhaps the pandemic put things into perspective and buyers are prioritizing family more, but added mobility from remote work also allows this to occur. You see, the pandemic caused a lot more than just, you know, family conflict. And this is something that I have to disagree with on this guy's, you know, results. Because family and friends have been up each other's case. And don't say you haven't been affected. You know, if one of your family members got the jab, the rest of the family attacked him. Or the one that said, I'm not going to get the jab, the rest of the family attacked him. So, I mean, come on, you know, you got family conflicts and you want to move closer to family. Why? Why do you want to move closer to people who hate you? You know, why do you want to move closer to people who you come in conflict with on a regular basis? Why aren't you moving closer to people who are like-minded? I mean, I actually looked at, and I asked the, type in the little search request bar here about what areas of Arkansas are more conservative than others? You know, that aren't full of libtards I have to put up with when I go to the grocery store. You know, people who look at me, it's not the people who wear a thong into Walmart. It's not that. You know, it's how many people, you know, have a mindset like me. Because I want to move to an area where I can get along with my fellow man. That's what it's, is that what it's all about? You know, northern Arkansas saw the most. Northwest Arkansas, not so much. There's a little mix of libtards and the gay community and whatnot. The closer you get to Eureka Springs. Of course, I'll probably never hear the end of that one. But hey, I mean, you shall know them by their fruits, right? Fruits and nuts? Oh, am I talking about San Francisco again? Nah. Yeah, everybody knows about that. They have their little neighborhoods, right? See, this is what's promoted it. You know, we allowed this to get out of hand. We allowed our government to tell us what to do. We put our faith in the federal government. The federal government is full of the proverbial caca. Have you not figured that out yet? The German word for that is scheiße. It sounds very similar to the English word. I think you know which one I'm talking about. The one that kind of looks like feces, but it's, you know, it smells worse than that. Washington is full of dried feces as well as the fresh stuff. You know, that's why they say politicians are like diapers. They should be changed more often and for the same reason. They come out with these reports. We're supposed to respect NAR and bow down to them like they're some sort of god when they're not. These people are idiots. They caused lawsuits to happen and affected the way real estate is done in America. I'm not even going to get into the insurance industry, but maybe I should, because see, all these insurance companies are leaving certain areas of the country, and it seems like they're all engaging in some sort of deals between themselves, so insurance companies aren't suing each other over title issues, because there seem to be a lot of those too. In some states, like Florida, you see people whose homes have been stolen because somebody came in and recorded a phony deed to the property, and then the next thing you know, they turn around, they put it in the market and sell it, and the snowbirds come back down and knock, you know, they can't get in their house because the locks have been changed. And when they knock on the door, somebody else says, oh, I bought this house 2 months ago. We just moved in here. This is my house. I've got copy. And then they go investigate and they find out their title got stolen. What are you going to do about it? Well, see, if you're not going to pay attention to what's in your chain of title, hey, you get what you get. I tell people to check their chain of title constantly, like every 3 months. In this day and age, we have a lot of thieves out there, we have a lot of squatters out there, and we have states that don't give a rat's ass about protecting homeowners' rights from squatters and people that don't belong there. They got to go through eviction process. I mean, look at California. That's got to be the worst. And you wonder why people are leaving the blue states and moving to the red states? Job gains in Texas and Florida, that's where a majority have moved to. But see, the thing is property taxes in both of those states are very high. Trying to get, and we've had arguments about this as well. Now, we're talking about the economy here. This is why, you know, people tune into the show. They want to find out what's going on. If you have more than 10% increases in job gains, well, I can understand that. But, I mean, look what happened to the one hair salon owner that got threatened and put in jail because she kept her salon open because people were saying, hey, we can't pay our mortgage. We got to work. Oh, with the Governor Abbott. You got to wonder about this man. People keep reelecting him, but then when COVID comes, he's one of these idiots that believes everything the government tells him. And then he goes out and he shuts down the economy, except for the liquor stores, of course. Got to be able to go out and buy booze so you can drink away your sorrows. And, of course, if you're a nightclub who serves booze, well, you have to be a restaurant and serve food in order to be able to stay open. Otherwise, you got to close because we can't have the spread of COVID. What do you think? COVID spreads like VD? Is that it? You think, oh, well, you touch somebody, they're going to get COVID. Do you have sexual relations, are they going to get COVID? No, they get an STD if you're infected. I mean, these people just, you know, all common sense goes right out the window, folks. But, you know, with more affordable housing, lower taxes, and strong job markets, Florida and Texas are highly desirable to America's home buyers. Hey, whoa. Have you seen the price of housing in both these states lately? More affordable housing? Really? You know, you're not going to get a decent house unless you can cough up $350,000 in either state. Lower taxes, excuse me, have you seen the... Yeah, depending on the area you're in. Oh, the taxes are not lower. Oh, no. No, see, you can only deduct, according to the Internal Revenue Code, $7,000 a year in your taxes paid from the previous year. And if you can't, seriously, I have gone online and shopped the real estate markets, and I see these $5,700 a year taxes in Florida and Texas. What do you think's going to happen when people move to these cities? People moving to the South and West, most likely coming from a different state, while relocations in the Northeast are most likely to be people moving from within the same state. They're just trying to get settled into an area that's, you know, safer, I think. See, Florida's got 372,870 new residents, Texas 315,301, North Carolina 126,712, South Carolina, 91,853. Georgia, 88,325. Where's Arkansas on this list? Ah, 22,202. It's way down the list. But yet, Arkansas real estate taxes are way less than Florida and Texas, especially if you homestead. That's the one thing about Arkansas I liked is because you automatically, as soon as you record the deed, you're homesteaded. In Texas, it took me a year and a half to get homesteaded. I don't know what it is with these people. And, of course, we get phone calls from people saying, well, I was able to get homesteaded immediately. Yeah, I'd like to know how. You want to get homestead protections? Florida and Texas agreed are probably the two best states as far as bankruptcy is concerned and homestead protections. Florida and Texas. Texas probably even more so, but people haven't grown to embrace that yet. And see, the thing is when you look at the median price of homes, $361,200 in the South, $305,300 in the Midwest. You look in the Northeast and the West, I mean, $627,000 in the West, $473,000 in the Northeast. So no wonder people want to move away. But see, what happens to the infrastructures when people relocate? The infrastructures get taxed. So you really have to study the community you're moving to, because as more people start migrating, either for warmer weather, for safer communities, for not having to pay state income tax, which in Florida and Texas, there is no state income tax. But the sales taxes and the property taxes, yeah, that'll get you. There's got to be some compensation here, one area or the other. There's an offset, right? And this is where you have to really study the demographics of the markets you're moving into, how safe they are. You got to study the police departments. And above all, this is the one thing that my wife encourages people as a real estate agent. Please check the predator databases. Check the crime stats of your community. Check the sheriff's department. See if they've gone through defunding before you move into a community. If you back the blue, that's one thing. If you hate the blue, then it doesn't matter where you live, right? It's just nutty. But see, this whole thing boils down to NARS report having to do with COVID. And how do we know that there wasn't an actual deliberate American genocide going on? We don't. We'll talk to Harry Fisher about that when we come back from the break. He's the author of Safe and Effective for Profit, a paramedic story exposing American genocide. That's right.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, back after the news break. And by the way, that the shooting, both boys are in critical condition, 5 and 6 years old. This is at a Seventh-day Adventist Christian school in California. That may have prompted a lot of people's reasons for wanting to move because of defunding the police. But see, the thing is that apparently the shooter, he was on a mission. This all has to do with Gaza revenge. You know what I mean? They want to go out and shoot up a Christian school now. So see, I mean, what is actually safe out there these days? Speaking of safe and effective, there is a book out written by a gentleman named Harry Fisher. He's a paramedic and military veteran. And he exposes the secrets from the front lines of the paramedics. This is not new to me, Harry Fisher, by the way. The book is called Safe and Effective for Profit, a paramedic story exposing American genocide. I did interview a paramedic EMT from Orlando, Florida named Jason Wheat. I don't know if you are aware of Jason's situation, but his whole department was basically forced jab or job, and he said no, and went on a tirade in a legal fight, which was in the Florida courts for a number of years during the lockdowns. And Harry Fisher, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad he stood up. I hope it worked out for him. I was recently fired, 2 weeks ago because I wouldn't give the COVID shots. It's 2024, about to be 2025, and they're still trying to push it on people. And I told them I couldn't give it. I got a religious exemption, and I wouldn't give it. And a few weeks later, they fired me because, quote-unquote, my ex-presence. They were upset that I have a presence online speaking out against the COVID shots. And that's what they used to fire me. So this is still happening to this day.
Oh, my. This is basically a situation with your social media post, and they use that as a disciplinary reason for firing you rather than for not taking the jab and completely ignoring your religious exemption. That would be a fair statement.
Yes, very fair statement. It's pretty sickening. I've been put in years with this company, and that's what they end up doing because you don't want to, one, take it, and two, you don't want to give it to other people. And I can't, in good conscience, no matter how much money you want to pay me, give that substance to people. I've seen way too much carnage, too much damage done by those shots.
Well, and so have we. I've personally seen it. Friend of mine, one of my wife's real estate clients, as a matter of fact, all of a sudden gets his second Pfizer shot. 2 days later, he dies of a heart attack in his chair while watching TV. We're seeing it up close and personal, and I see rows and rows of people. I've talked about it on the show before. I've actually met Jason Weed and the firefighters in Orlando that were fighting in Orange County. Where did this happen to you? As long as we're going to talk about this stuff, I'm sure you've gone to social media and told everybody this. What department fired you?
I was working in Alaska at the time. I'm a contract medic. I've been doing contracts since the start of COVID. I work anywhere from New York City, North Dakota, Alaska. The last almost couple of years, I've been pulling a lot of shifts in Alaska. And I'm currently thinking about, going against them in court. So I don't want to give out too much information, but an Alaska department that just wanted me to give their people the shots. And I declined. I told my medical director I couldn't do it. And what's even more concerning is even my medical director, confessed to being injured by the shots themselves. Like it's such a rooted problem at this point. I mean, we have such a big problem that people who are injured themselves still working are scared to speak up themselves, even if they're the boss, because they don't want to get fired or lose their license. I mean, this is a genocide on mass scale. I originally started speaking out whenever the shots rolled out. I got a 911 call while working in Oklahoma City to what I would call a Pfizer line. You know, those makeshift lines that they used to have. Well, I got a call, a 911 call to one of those long lines, hundreds of people waiting on their shot, and someone had died right after they got their shot. And I worked the code. I worked them CPR in progress. And one of the nurses that were giving the shots came up to me while I was working this person and said, "This is the second one in 2 weeks that has died." The second one in that one shot line that had died within 2 weeks. So this has been devastating. And trying to get that information out, it's been hell. It's been very difficult.
And these people haven't, even that nurse that came up and said that this was the second shot, or the pharmacy worker, I'm assuming this was in a pharmacy this happened?
This was one of those makeshift, like, you know how they used to do in a parking lot, basically get your jelly donut and take your shot? It was one of those.
It was one
that was wild in itself. Like who takes an experimental shot in a parking lot? Like, it was all so strange. And then knowing that they were saying safe on the TV, telling all of us medical workers that it was just 100% safe, it's great. And then seeing the death and actually experiencing it firsthand. And then when you tried to speak about it, I mean, it wasn't too much longer after that I started seeing, anything from young strokes, young heart attacks, lots of miscarriages. And one of the doctors I was working with, I took a contract in an ER not long after that. And, the doctor came up to me and said, we're experiencing genocide. We were just seeing massive death on a native reservation I was working on. So much so that the doctor came up to me in the hallway and said, "This is genocide." And I was like, "Okay, I'm going to put this online because no one's listening. I can't get a hold of any news stations that'll call me back." So I went out into my ambulance bay and I did a video. I said, "I'm a paramedic, did CPR to Pfizer line. That line lost two patients within 2 weeks." That video went on TikTok for millions of views, but thousands of comments. And if you've ever had a video go viral, the comments are just, it's blowing up on you. And I couldn't keep up with the, "I lost my mom, I lost my dad, I lost," all the comments saying they lost loved ones after the shot. And then TikTok banned me, censored the video within 24 hours. And the reason they gave me for censoring the video was quote unquote terroristic activity. They called me a terrorist.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah.
See, that's another reason TikTok needs to go away, because this kind of censorship, they're part of it. I mean, you have to know that they're part of it. They're shutting you off, but they're letting all this other crap, including the TikTok challenges and the Tide Pod challenges and all this other crap, they're letting all that out there. But when you have direct evidence, I mean, this is something that even RFK Jr. and others – director up in Idaho, he found it and they went after him. I mean, anybody that's spoken out about this, and I've attended enough of the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tours and been involved with those folks, Dr. Richard Bartlett and others I've interviewed about this stuff, in addition to Jason Weed. I mean, going to Dallas and being part of the Clay Clark tour, I mean, that was huge, just seeing it up close and personal, but actually speaking on stage and meeting General Flynn and Cash Patel and people like that that associate with a campaign like this. I'm looking at Trump's upcoming appointments here. RFK Jr. as director of HHS. Now, he has not been an anti-vaxxer like they label him. But the problem is he knows what happened with this. He knows about the genocide. Do you think he's going to make a difference, Harry Fisher? You think this is just another political tirade?
I'm surely hoping so. I've got a friend who's going to be ahead of the NIH. His name's Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. I'm hoping he actually does some really, some good. Some of these appointments are really good. Some of them are just, it's like, why are you choosing these people? I do realize that Trump's in a political mess here. I mean, how do you come out and tell the entire world that they've been poisoned, especially without causing a war? So yeah. I realize the political atmosphere is just, it's like walking on eggshells. But the problem we have is something drastic does have to happen because people are actively being murdered. I mean, we're not even taking into calculation the amount of turbo cancers, the rapid aggressive cancers that are taking out loved ones left and right. I mean, I have had patients in the back of my ambulance since taking those shots that have looked at me and talked to me like murder victims. Like, hey, I'm dying. I was just diagnosed 2 weeks ago. I just had headaches. You know, young people, not old people, young, telling me they just had headaches and now they've got immediate stage 4 cancer. And some of them know the shots did this to them. So imagine having a conversation with somebody who's tearing up crying because they took something that they were told was safe. And now they know they've been murdered.
Well, what's even worse, I understand that completely. And these people actually opened up to you and said, I didn't start having these issues until after I got the jab.
100%. I ask another thing that makes people mad is I ask all my patients. I ask all my patients if they took it, especially whenever I'm running young strokes. I mean, I've ran a 12-year-old stroke who was playing kickball. I mean, I've never in my career, I've been doing this since 97. Never in my career have I ran young, healthy strokes. And then whenever I ask the parents or ask whoever, the bystanders or guardians or whoever I can talk to, because some of these patients can't speak, have they taken any new medications? No. Have they taken these shots? Yes. How many? Oh, they just took their second Pfizer shot a week ago and now they're stroking out playing kickball, at school. Like,
wow.
This is the type of stuff we've been running.
Well, the thing is that, and we're going to break here, we'll come back with Harry Fisher, but the thing is, Harry, they knew or should have known, they should have done their homework before exposing their kids to this garbage. But see, everybody made government their god, and that's the bigger problem. So we'll be back to have more of a discussion. Folks, if you want to get involved, you know what our phone line is. We'll be back and we'll give it to you after the break. Stay with us.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
And we are back 12 minutes to the hour right now. Harry Fisher joins us. He is the author of Safe and Effective for Profit, a paramedic story exposing American genocide. Harry Fisher has not told me anything I've not already heard except for his own story. And by the way, Harry Fisher is a military veteran with a service record spanning the Army and Air Force since 1997. I thank you so much for your service, sir.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate you having me on.
Well, no, you know what? I mean, it's a blessing and a godsend for you out there doing the work, and you've had to make some sacrifices here, especially being terminated from a job. And, the federal government has gone out and basically insulated itself by law and insulated the big pharma by law to keep it from being sued left and right. And I'm just like, no, this is what needs to happen, is that law needs to be repealed. Has anyone, and this is the thing, I mean, Jay, Dr. Jay, is there any chance you can get in front of a subcommittee to review and get rid of this law so that people can start suing these doctors who said it was safe and effective, these medical boards that have attacked doctors who said it's not safe and effective, and you really need to you know, be careful about injecting your child or yourself with these things because they're not tested. They're covering up. They took 75. They wanted 75 years to release the test results. I mean, you've looked into this stuff, obviously, right?
Yes, it's certainly a possibility. I mean, what they've done is since the start of this, they've kicked us all into a corner. So we've met each other. Like, I mean, now the head of the NIH is someone who's a friend. I mean, in the book, whoever reads my book, you'll read another friend of mine, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Mary Tally Bowden, Steve Kirsch, Dr. Jim Thorpe. These are all friends now, and we've all come together because we've all been kicked into a corner or put into concentration camps, really. They started throwing us into a corner, and we all met each other. And I'm hoping eventually we can all, yes, get in front of the right people and start removing these rules, these laws, because they are protecting the pharmaceutical companies. And those who are protecting pharmaceutical companies whenever this much death is occurring, I can't see that as anything other than intent to harm. At first, I was thinking, hey, maybe this was just a bad mistake, a bad experiment, and someone might be trying to cover their butt. But after so much censorship, when we're sitting here going, hey, there's snakes there, those snakes are biting you, and they censor you, they tell you to shut up, they demonize you, they try to remove you from your jobs. That's intent to murder. That's intent to harm. So something drastic like us getting this, stopping this completely and throwing people in jail needs to happen because there are mothers, fathers, brothers, aunts, uncles, there are family members out there that need their pound of flesh. Because if they don't get it, it could end up being all out conflict later, not too much further down the road. I mean, I know fathers that have lost their kids who are begging for help. And I don't know how long those fathers will continue to be civil. And that's the kind of stuff I'm concerned about because it's just human nature.
Well, and that's one of the reasons, you know, my own son was forced to take it to keep his job and took two Modernas. And I'm just like, look, I'm ready. If something happens to him, I'm going after those SOBs because I I'm talking about his employer who demanded it because the employer should have known better. This is just one of these things. I got to talk to Dr. Brian Artis, who basically said that a lot of this junk, because it affects the lungs, had snake venom in them. And that's what these shots have in them is snake venom. And I know that you've been communicating with people regarding this thing, and, you know, we obviously need to keep in touch. But while we have a minute, where can people get the book? Because, folks, if you can't relate to others about what some of our own are going through here, because neither my wife and I and a lot of our family did not take the shot. My own daughter is a nurse in Oklahoma. She did not take the shot. She won't give the shot. She's already had to quit her job and go somewhere else where they didn't mandate you had to take that because she understood it. I mean, when you're looking at the research, I mean, once you're in the health profession like yourself and you're responsible to protect life, liberty, and whatnot, you know, you come to the realization that, hey, something is rotten in Denmark here. This doesn't work for me. I can't deal with this. I'm talking to all these people. They're telling me about this. I've seen vaccine injuries. You've seen people who have just dropped dead. And then nurses who come up to you and say, I was in Florida, Harry Fisher, and I saw lines outside of a golf course in the parking lot along the first tee of cars, and then all these ambulances at the end, and people had to sit there for half an hour. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If this is so safe and effective, why are all these ambulances sitting there? Yeah, I mean, this obviously had to occur to you at some point early in the game, right?
Oh, it did. It did. And I'm glad your daughter was smart enough to not take it, and good job raising a smart daughter. And yes, it has from the early on, it has been pretty obvious because the news was telling you one thing and we were seeing something totally different. And that was going on during COVID as well. When the news was going, hospitals are overwhelmed. I was working and our children's hospital was empty. Our children's hospital didn't get busy until these shots rolled out. And then we started running all of these things that were just so abnormal. I mean, we would run seizure calls prior to the shots, you know, coming out. But even during COVID, we weren't running as many calls as we used to. It was just pretty boring. And then when the shots came out, there were just all these new onset seizures. We were running to schools, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a day to the same school for new onset seizures. It was so obviously destructive. And it still is. It's just there's a massive push. And it's an information war. We're in an information war. And our side is actually all sides right now are collecting casualties. because whoever's pushing these shots on us, the government, NIH, CDC, FDA, whoever's behind it all, Pfizer, Moderna, they're profiting immensely, and we are dying in record numbers. And that's just the truth, and it has to stop. So, but I am glad that your daughter didn't take it. And if you want to purchase the book, it's fishersbook.com. And like I said, all my friends are in the book, and they give their two cents on everything that's occurred. The doctors that are friends of mine are talking about ways to overcome and detox. I mean, this isn't just a book of my stories, which I do want the stories out there because I want people to know what we've been experiencing on the front line. But I also want to push for hope, and I want to push for us to organize and stop this. And that's what this book is about.
No doubt. Well, see, I continue to go into a Walmart, and I continue to see, yes, and I got a call yesterday from Walgreens. It was one of these, press one, and so you press it, and on comes a message. Yes, we have your RSV and your COVID shots. And I'm like, you SOBs. I mean, I really got upset. I said, and this is the kind of stuff that we still have to succumb to? Haven't these people learned anything? I mean, don't Americans understand that this is a choice? I guess I got to ask you, Harry Fisher, because of the fact that Trump was patting himself on the back the whole time Operation Warp Speed came out, because they make this look like it's some sort of big military exercise, like, look, I'm the hero here. I'm the one that pushed Big Pharma into getting these shots out. And it was like, wait a minute. Do you think Trump was played by Fauci and Echo Health Alliance and all these other jerks out there?
That's my hope, is that he was played by them. That would be a hope. I mean, and that's something not fun to have to hope for.
I haven't heard him walk it back.
And here's what it looks like to me. And this is just an opinion. Now, the rest of what I'm talking about is factual. It's factual things that I've experienced and what I've talked to with doctors. This is opinion section. Trump comes in and he's talking to RFK. He's putting people like Jay in as head of the NIH. He's making these big changes on the side that'll upset the mainstream. But the mainstream are so abused. Like, our system is such an abused system at this point. I liken it to Stockholm Syndrome meets Munchausen by proxy. And if you've ever talked to...
Oh, my God.
Oh, it really is.
What a scenario you just set up. Oh, my God.
It just is. I mean, when you talk to these people, they're like talking to an abused patient. If you've ever ran an abused spouse, which typically it's an abused wife. I mean, there's some abused husbands out there, but predominantly they don't call 911. So it's typically an abused wife. And if you're talking to an abused wife, a lot of times you'll get them to try to report their husband. I don't care if their face is just completely battered and just bruised. You'll tell them, please report them. Please get out of the situation. And they'll defend their spouse right in front of, he loves me. Like, the last one I talked to literally was slurring their speech, saying, he loves me so much. And I'm like, man, your face is the size of a basketball on one side. He's going to kill you. You need out of this relationship. And they'll defend, and if you push it too much, they will hate on you. They will shoot the messenger that's telling them they're in an abusive relationship. And that's what our society is in. They are abused to the point of defending their abuser. So I think Trump is in a very difficult position, and he's trying to slow play a way to overcome this abusive system. That's my hope. Could be that he's in on it, but I'm hoping that he's not, and we're just having to do a long game here to remove people from an abusive system.
Yeah, see, and that bothers me about the long game, Harry. Good thing you brought that up, because, I mean, I see all of this stuff playing out. I can see RFK Jr. trying to make a difference and trying to get this law repealed that's on the books that basically keeps these people from being held liable for the damage they caused. The fact that, you know, people choose to ignore. I mean, this has busted up the family unit. People are down each other's throats. I mean, it's just one of these crazy situations. Folks, if you don't, get informed. This is the thing I've been telling people. You need to get informed. It's called Fishers, F-I-S-H-E-R-S, book.com. Here's some more ammunition for you, folks. This man is connected. He knows what's going on. He knows the backstory. This is something you need to read and research. It'll give you more ammo to talk about to your family members as we try to bring the family units back together. Harry Fisher, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. God bless.
God, yep, same to you. God bless you for the work you're doing and the move forward. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow. Lex Green joins us here on the Krieger Files. Be kind to one another. Do something positive today and make a difference. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.